First day I got to New York, I was happy, man, because I like New York. I like the energy. You know, somebody bumped into me. They were like, I'm from the Bronx. BX all day. We don't play that shit. Bronx. We weren't in a conversation. I hadn't even asked a question at all. It was just Bronx all day. You know, and that lady meant that shit. Like, she truly did it. She didn't play one time. My parents been together 33 years, both black, both my original parents, not the remix. And I'm very proud of that. I used to like have to defend it because I wanted to be a gangster growing up. With my cousin Trey, who's a real gangster. Me, yeah, I had this face. And I wanted to be a gangster. And I smiled a lot. And it got me in trouble. Like they would see me smiling in pictures like, yo, why you smiling? And I would be like, because life is beautiful, nigga. You know, which is not gangster. It's not a gangster. But I tried my best. But they always used to make me feel bad for having two parents, you know? Because I was raised around a lot of kids who had broken homes, and they used to be like sitting around like, yo, I had to raise myself because I ain't had no dad, dog. I had to grow up, take care of my siblings. Chris, you fucking lucky, you blessed. You don't know shit about that struggle. You got two parents, boy. You spoiled. You don't know nothing about that. And I was like, that's fair. Because I have to acknowledge the other side. But I'm like, but you don't know what it's like to be yelled at for the same thing twice. You wouldn't do your homework? You wouldn't do your homework? What are y'all, amigos? Chill. And there's a lot of white people in here, so half of y'all got amigos. My parents, I don't think watching two people be together for a long time makes me like an expert love by any means, but I think it does give me hints and clues. Like, I know to be together with somebody for a long time, you definitely have to be cunningly petty. Like, you have to be petty, not petty for petty's sake, but cunningly petty. Because it takes a petty person to be with another person for that long. Like, you know your relationship is in good standing if y'all could fight in the morning and still go out that same day because you already bought tickets. And that is love. Love makes you hang out with somebody you can't stand right now. Like, that's... If you've seen two people who've been together argue and who are like massively petty, it always uses logic, emotion, and something from 2008 for no reason. I've seen my parents argue over the color blue. I was there the whole time. I still don't understand why, but this is what happened. My mom's like, Melvin, I like this blue. What do you think of this blue? And my dad was like, that ain't blue. That's light blue. You don't know your goddamn colors. I thought that was pretty harsh. I'm like, damn, Dad. And my mom's like, it's okay. That's why his dick ain't worked last week. That ain't got shit to do with colors. And my dad's like, my dick work all the time. My dick work 9 to 5. I was like, Dad, that's 8 hours. That's not all the time. I'm not saying you lying, my nigga. I'm just saying it's 24 hours in a day. You missing some hours. They looked at me like, it works overtime, son. I'm like, don't explain your dick to me. I'm proof it worked once, chill. That was 8:30 in the morning, they were mad all day long, just cussing them through the house, mad at each other. But they had bought movie tickets for 7 o'clock, so they had to leave, and they still went. But they were petty as hell about it, though. You know, as they're walking out, my mom was like, I got my brown coat, I'm ready to go, where's my black purse? And my dad was like, hanging off my hard dick. I'm like, that's love. That's love.